It's Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to give our real estate predictions for 2024.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, Neil and I are going to give our predictions for 2024. For those of you who are new, I'm your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before I open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up or subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of this episode as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in free resources. All right, Neil, last episode of 2023, and we're ready to give some predictions for next year.
This is it. It's been an interesting year, fun year, ups and downs, a lot of success for a lot of folks out there and a lot of challenges for a number of folks. And so it's fun to have this one behind us and be looking forward. I'm excited about what's coming down the pipeline in 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2023, lots of, like you said, challenges, twists and turns, and lots to learn. And so Neil and I are just going to go back and forth. We've lined up some predictions for next year, and I'll just hit it off with a doozy. My prediction for 2024 for you is that you may lose your accredited investor status. That's probably not what you want to hear, but the SEC recently on the 15th issued a staff report on the accredited investor definition. The last reviews for the definition were in 2015 and 2019, and they are doing another review of who falls into that accredited investor bucket. And I just want to give you a couple of highlights from this report as they may relate to you as a passive investor. This report focused on possibly removing IRA savings from net worth consideration. And for a lot of people, that's where they can gain that accredited status. And the report just gave some comparisons between the 1980s and where we're at today. In 1982, a very small percentage of retirement funds were in IRAs, about 2.5%. And today, 34% of people's retirement accounts are in IRAs. So they're considering removing that from the definition. I think what could happen is that the net worth consideration, not necessarily the income, will increase. So in 1983, 1.8% of households qualified as accredited, up to 3% in 1989. And in 2022, 18.5% of all households were accredited. So 1 million back in the 80s, adjusted for inflation today, is about 3 million. So it's very likely that the net worth number will go up. And this will wipe out a lot of people who've previously qualified as accredited. There is also the possibility that the SEC or Congress, the SEC has been more unwilling to move forward with this, but would allow investor to take an exam. So if you previously have qualified as accredited and these changes go into place and you lose that status, you could have the option to study for an exam and qualify based on a test administered by FINRA. This is already sort of in place with the Series 65, but there's a possibility this could be a separate exam just for the purpose of gaining that accredited status. So that's something that I think could have a big impact for limited partners, passive investors in 2024.
Mine is this. Banks. So we're going to talk about banks and on a big picture. I think there is bank consolidation takes place. Increased consolidation takes place. I think there is a number of banks that are in tight on the liquidity position, and I don't think there's a saving grace that's coming down the pipeline in 24 to somehow increase or bolster their liquidity, i.e. their deposits. And as a result, I think consolidation takes place. As a result of consolidation taking place, I still think we're left in a largely uncompetitive or a less competitive lending environment. Therefore, I think banks' margins perhaps widen a little past where they're at today. And then certainly I think they find stability somewhere. I think you'll still find a number of banks on the sidelines not doing loans or doing fewer loans, meaning that they want to cherry pick. They just want to find the best borrowers with the best deals. And those are the things that'll get done. And then there's just a segment of borrowers that are going to be sitting on the sideline or deals not getting done. Perhaps there's another alternative, unique lending strategies that come into place from non-bank lenders who have some sort of combination of debt and equity, or they take a piece along the way. But that's it. The big one is banks for 2024.
Just a quick question for you. Do you think that will impact certain asset classes more than others?
Yes, I think that there are some of the choice asset classes, things that have proven to have tremendous stability. Those are still going to be in favor. And some of the asset classes that may be more fringe, let's say mobile home parks, for example, you probably just see fewer people. You know, maybe 2 years ago, although it's not their bread and butter, 2 years ago, the bank who had liquidity was actively trying to fill a loan pipeline, would have done a deal in that asset class. And today it is not the cherry. Therefore, they just don't want anything to do with it. Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com.
All right. My second prediction is more, I'm going to call it anti-landlord, anti-ownership policies, especially in the single family space, possibly on the national level, definitely on the state and local level. We've seen in 2023, especially housing affordability, housing costs, interest rates are a hot button topic. And we're heading into an election year. And that usually means that politicians are looking for some sort of quick win, a good headline, and an easy target for them related to housing affordability is investors, Wall Street, hedge funds, that category of people that they can pin the blame on. So to just give you a couple of examples of where I'm already seeing this, Democrats in the House and Senate have introduced a bill that would ban hedge funds from owning single-family homes. And this would also require hedge funds to sell any single-family homes that they currently have over a 10-year period and then prevent them from buying any more. And this is called the End Hedge Fund Control of American Homes Act, which it is a little bit of a smoke and mirrors already. Freddie Mac has data on how many institutional buyers rank as a percentage of the marketplace. And by institutional buyers, Freddie defines that as those who bought 100 or more homes in a 12-month period, and that didn't even reach a 2.5% market share in their peak. The total percentage of the market owned is 30% by investors, but mostly that's mom and pop investors who own less than 9 properties. So we have the End Hedge Fund Control of American Homes Act already. Another bill was proposed recently called the American Neighborhoods Protection Act, which would require corporate owners of more than 75 single family homes to pay an annual fee per property of $10,000. And that would go towards some sort of grant, home buyer pay down, or some sort of grant program for people looking to buy homes. And then on a more local level in Kansas City, Missouri, city council is looking to pass an ordinance which would ban what they call source of income discrimination for landlords as they screen tenants. And this proposal has very stiff penalties. If it's passed, it would be one of the strictest sources of income regulations in the country. And it would also require housing providers in Kansas City, Missouri to accept Section 8 housing vouchers. And that goes up for a vote on January 25th. So I would not be shocked if in 2024, we see more bills, proposals, ordinances of these types of natures that take aim at investors, institutional buyers, at hedge funds as a way to make some headlines and give people the impression that politicians, the government, is making housing more affordable for your average American.
Some of that is incredible and totally bonkers. Amazing. All right, I'm going to go predictions 2 and 3 because they both fall in the category of transactions, transaction volume in the commercial side and then transaction volume on the house side. So my prediction in transactions as it relates to commercial is that transaction count is up. Increased transactions in 2024. As we record this, the Fed has already announced that they anticipate making adjustments to their rate coming here in 2024, up to 3 adjustments to be made in 2024. So I think there is going to be falling interest rates to a degree, and that ultimately greater certainty about the economy, given at least on the Fed level. And I think that means commercial transactions are up, have increased. Plenty of people who have been told by their broker what they missed the peak, that there is a new reality, and that maybe next year that the number actually improves from the number they were given in 23 as a result of the rate, the interest rate coming down. So that's prediction number 2. Number 3 is houses. House transactions, I'm going to say, are up. House transactions up. Same, very similar. There's always been money and flow of money in the house arena side. It's backed up by the federal government, Fannie Freddie. And so there's still plenty of money there. Interest rates are a giant driver. And I think with a reduction in interest rates. And today I had an email in my inbox that was interest rates for FHA VA loan 4.99, rates for conventional 5.99. And so it didn't go in to say there was any buy downs or anything else. So don't quote me on the specifics there. But naturally, that's somewhere in that range is a dramatic improvement from where we have been. There's plenty of buyers who were just couldn't buy. Forced to sit on the sidelines this year, forced to perhaps look at their home or look at their options and go, my money doesn't get me very much with a reduction in rates, showing they can buy a little more. So I don't expect prices on the house side to move very much, but I do expect the number of transactions to increase for 2024.
Awesome. All right. Then I'll round it out with my last prediction, which dovetailing on home transactions is related to realtors, real estate agents. So I think we're going to see more lawsuits, a lot of danger for the NAR, National Association of Realtors, and probably a lot of realtors quitting over 2024, probably into 2025. So just a couple of reasons to support this prediction. A lawsuit tracker has ticked us up to 16 separate lawsuits. So I'm not going to read through all of them, but there are new lawsuits rolling out constantly, I think most recently in Texas. So I think we'll just see more and more copycat lawsuits in 2024 related to the issue of realtor commission. I think this will lead to 2 things. Realtors, number one is realtors leaving the industry. NAR reported that as of October of this year, membership was just under 1.6 million. And the median gross income for realtors in 2022 was $56,400. And the median number of transactions was just 12 transactions. So I think you have a lot of sort of part-time realtors in the industry. And I think you'll see a lot of them with all of the issues with lawsuits and sexual harassment charges and all of those things will force a lot of people to kind of rethink their strategy and say, you know what, this is not the industry for me. And this will lead to my third component here is a lot of problems for NAR. There was a recent, arrived in my inbox this morning, a report by 1000 Watt in association with BAM, and they did a study to get a pulse on what agents were thinking. And so they pulled over 1100 agents. And just a heads up that NAR is the world's largest trade association. So this has a big impact. And 86% of their respondents from this poll said that the number one reason that they joined NAR was either number one, because their broker required them to, or number two, they had to get access for a lockbox or MLS. So that does not bode well for NAR having a healthy, loyal brand. There was a lot of anger and confusion around how they've handled these commission lawsuits. On a scale of 1 to 10, according to this poll, the value of NAR membership averaged just 3.75. 44% of respondents said they would cancel their NAR membership if they could still have MLS and lockbox access. And these aren't new agents. 49% of respondents have been agents for 12 plus years. We're not talking about newbies here. So I think you'll see both realtors leaving the industry, lots of more lawsuits, and then serious problems for NAR. Neil, any last thoughts or predictions, comments as we move into 2024?
My comment is we sincerely appreciate you being a loyal listener. It's been a terrific year. We rolled these Financial Freedom Fridays out here this year, and this has been extraordinarily well received. So thank you for being here. We're excited about where we're headed, and I wish you the absolute happiest of New Year's.
Happy New Year.
To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.